Welcome to the Israel Answers series, connecting Israel, the Bible, and you. Join Susan Michael as she explores timely issues and current events from a scriptural perspective to equip the Christian world with a balanced and biblical response. Be sure to subscribe for future episodes, which will ignite your faith and bring the Bible to life in your everyday world. Now, let's join Susan with your Israel Answers.
We are here at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention, where we are meeting old friends and making new friends. And right now, I'm with CEO Itai Granik, who is with Israel's Ministry of Heritage. So first, Itai, can you explain to our audience, what is Israel's Ministry of Heritage? We don't have that in America.
Ministry of Heritage is about the place in Israel that have a heritage like Jerusalem and the Kotel and Marat HaMachpelah and all the places, the heritage places. And we have a lot of, because Israel is before a lot of thousand years ago. And we explain to the world about our heritage.
Okay, and you're here with, you brought a priest with you, and there's this booth here that you are highlighting Israel's heritage. And a lot of that is religious heritage, right?
Yes.
So can you give us an example of something that you brought here with you to the National Religious Broadcasters Convention? Yes,
with me, Eyal. Eyal is an archaeologue.
Okay.
And we bring finding from period of Temple One.
Okay, the first temple, Solomon's
Temple.
Yes,
the first temple, the Solomon's Temple. And we bring here to United States, and this is history of, this is the history of Israel, history of the all of the world.
Okay.
And we bring here because we wanted the people, we let the people to know all the history of Israel and the heritage of Israel.
Right. Eyal, can you explain, so what exactly do we have here from the First Temple period?
So we brought here some findings that we found in archaeological sites, excavations, inside Israel and in Judea and Samaria. Some of them are just day-to-day life of the palace. So we have weights and we have silver cuts. It's machatzit shekel in Hebrew, in the Bible it says. We have some coins and we have stamps and handles of jars that will bring taxes to the king in administrative cities. So we have Hebron and we have Lachish and Jerusalem, of course. And we also have a ring that we found with the name of God, of Jehovah name, written as it is, Echad. Part of our Tfilat Shema that we pray 3 times a day. And it was very exciting when we found it. We found it in Mount Gerizim, just next to the secular area. So it was probably with one of the priests that used to walk in the temple. So it really was exciting to find. And we brought all of this here so we can really connect people to the heritage, to whatever we find in Israel, and make them more aware of all the antiquities and the connection that we all have, basically, into the Israel and Judea and Samaria in particular.
Are you an archaeologist, or what is your field?
Yes, I'm an archaeologist. I work in the staff officer of archaeology in Judea and Samaria under the Ministry of Heritage. And we work to develop and to accessible all the archaeological sites that we have right now in Judea and Samaria that right now are pretty much unaware of. So people don't travel enough and they used to travel just to do a small travel in and out. And there is so many sites. It's such a huge variety of sites from all different periods. And we want to access it, to make it more accessible to people. So we now excavate a lot of our sites. We have funds from the Ministry of Heritage. So we excavate a lot of sites from Temple One and also from the Second Temple time. Basically, we reveal again the heritage, the Jewish heritage and the Israelite heritage. And of course, we find more later on periods of time that we don't forget about. If it's Byzantine churches, and we have inscriptions and mosaics and also from the Muslim period of time. So we make it all accessible, we develop them, we conserve them, and we hope that to bring more people in, and especially bring the awareness of the Judea and Samaria heritage and its place, because that's really the heart of everything. That's where everything started from.
I think people don't realize that outside of Jerusalem, so much of what happened in the Bible, in the Torah and the Tanakh, happened in Judea, Samaria. So can you just name a few examples of places that are precious to Jewish spiritual heritage that are in Judea, Samaria?
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. It's all around Jerusalem, basically. When Abraham came and walked and came to this country, so he walked from north to south, basically. And he passed through Jerusalem, but he went all the way to Hebron. And that's where he buried Sarah, and later on, Yitzhak, Yaakov, everybody except Rachel is buried there. That's near Hebron. And it's open and accessible, and Herod's built on top of it a huge burial monument, basically, which is Me'arat HaMachpelah. We have another site, it's called Tel Shiloh. It's 600 years the Mishkan was in Tel Shiloh, and we excavate there, and it's open, and people can come and volunteer even in excavations there. We have Mount Ebal, where the Joshua Shrine, found in excavation in the 80s. It's a bit difficult to come. It's a complicated place to dance in Samaria still, but it's also where you can come and visit. And there's a lot of places. There is in Bethel, where Jacob fell asleep and dreamt about the ladder and the angels going up and down. I can go on and on, really.
But that gives people an idea. I am actually volunteering to dig at Shiloh the last 2 weeks of June. I just signed up. So
that's amazing.
Can you talk a little bit? So I'm familiar with the world of archaeology in Judea Samaria, and there is a very glaring problem. So many amazing excavations are happening. So much is being discovered, but the world isn't hearing about it. Can you explain this problem?
I can't explain this problem, but I can explain the difficulty that we have and encounter. The way that the old Judean Samaria area was excavated and surveyed, and there's a lot of data about it. I'm talking about scientific data for archaeological purposes. But right now there's kind of a boycott, and they won't let anyone to publish all the research, which it gives two problems. One, people want to stop and excavate and explore and find and uncover what we have in Judea and Samaria. And the second one, that things that have already been discovered are not published, so nobody knows about it. So it makes all the hard work that we've done be a bit like destroying those sites, because if you don't know about it, so all we left is what's been excavated and we don't know what there was. So it's like a dual problem that everybody losing about it, because if it's already been excavated, why don't let people know what was excavated? It doesn't really matter political thoughts or opinions. And if it wasn't excavated, don't you want people with scientific background and pure academic persons to do such a research, and then let them the platform to do so? And that's a really big problem and an issue that we're trying to face today. How to solve it, it's tough.
Right. There's an ethics problem with archaeologists are supposed to be able to publish their finds so the next generation of archaeologists can learn from that and build on that education. Itai, I have a question for you in terms of, I think what people don't realize is that when you talk about heritage, you're talking about ancient Israel, biblical Israel, and modern Israel. And modern Israel just experienced a biblical scale trauma, a biblical scale tragedy with what happened on October 7th. So what is your ministry doing to help tell that story of October 7th?
Yes. In the 7th October, Israel... the terrorists make what they do, and all the world know what they do. But we need to get the story to the people, and that people know what happened, what they do. And now we see how much is important that the world know. And I think that after the Rome is finished, a lot of people of the world come to Israel. And we want that they come to Gaza Strip to see what they do to the Israel, what the terrorism do to Israel, and what we need to do for the future. This not happened in the future. And we have the government, we have a lot of things to do, and we do this in the future.
Good. So when Christians come to Israel, now part of what they need to see is to go to the Gaza envelope and to see what happened at Nova and to see what happened
yes.
at Kibbutzim.
Yes, they see what in the Kibbutzim, in the Gaza, in Sderot, in the car strip, and they see what happened. And I think that everybody, evangelist or all of the world that love Israel, need to go to Israel and to see this. And now is the time.
Right, because there's this narrative coming out, like denying October 7th with only 500 days out, that there's already people saying
yes.
as if it didn't happen.
Every narrative in the world, the Palestinians want that the narrative is the... but I think, and this week we're meeting in the 9/11 museum. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of meeting with them in this week in Manhattan, and we need to see the world and the all of the world the what happened, the story, and we need to ask the people what we need to do that this is not happen again. And this is the work of us, and it's a lot of work, because like you say, they a narrative, lie narrative in the world, and that you come in Israel, we take you the other developer, and you see in yourself.
Yes. Well, what you are both doing is so important. You're telling Israel's ancient story. You're connecting the ancient story to the modern story of Israel. And we know that Israel has always lasted, right? It's outlasted every attack, every enemy, everyone that had an evil intention for Israel, and it will continue to last. So I'm Israel Chai. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you so much for this interview. And we'll be in touch.
Thank you. Thank you.
We hope you have enjoyed this episode of Out of Zion with Susan Michael. Be sure to subscribe to Out of Zion now on Apple Podcasts, cpnshows.com, YouTube, or wherever you like to listen and learn. Out of Zion with Susan Michael is a production of ICEJ USA, all rights reserved.